mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is the two-week anniversary of the 7/7 bombings. It is 7/21 on this live Thursday edition, and the latest bombings, or really large firecracker events that have gone on, have all the hallmarks of government psyops. This is extremely suspicious, and my psyops detector is going off. More explosions in London, psyops in progress. In the early confusion about what is actually happening in London, several things are already clear. And again, this morning, four different small explosions. This immediately stalls questions about the first bombing. The mainstream media were finally beginning to highlight the fact that the government official story did not fit together. This takes those issues off the front pages. This further promulgates the fear-mongering and creates a pliable public that is willing to accept draconian anti-terror laws that they are trying to turn us into basically an Israeli-type society with an alert or a bombing every fortnight. On the very day that the Patriot Act is due to be renewed, Bush can use the alert level to grease the skids and bully Congress into reauthorizing the bill. Don't forget how the government launched an anthrax attack. That's been proven against itself to get the first Patriot Act passed. Some early reports from the scene of the incidents are very interesting. Reports are that Arabs were seen running from the sites of the explosion. London has one of the largest non-Muslim country, Muslim populations in the world, or Arab populations in the world. If a bomb exploded near you, would you run? One of the Arabs is reported as of saying, "What is wrong with these people?" which suggests he was just scared, but was immediately identified as a scapegoat. Sky News is showing scenes of random Arabs being arrested. Watch for the fear-mongering of four terrorists on the loose wanting to attack. This will enable the government to clamp down further and to bring forward an emergency and stop and search powers to be used. How likely is that all four bombers would fail to detonate? It's impossible, folks. I mean, it just gets more and more ridiculous. ITN News reported that one of the suspected suicide bombers was arrested and taken into Whitehall. Why would someone so potentially dangerous be taken into a government building and not to the police station? Sky News reported that something was in the air and that several stations had been closed due to an alert at 11 a.m. That's right. Now they're saying that, ooh, could it be bio or chemical? BBC reported that one of the individual's rucksacks exploded and he looked surprised and dismayed. Who was planting these devices in people's luggage? Or are these people copycats? Sky News reported that Tony Blair was already in a crisis meeting in an underground bunker which overlapped with the alert, writing the new anti-terror laws, by the way. Another case of preparing to control the chaos as it unfolded. Sky News also reports that Blair was set to meet with MI5 and MI6 as well at a Secret Service meeting today. This suggests Blair's schedule was planned ahead of time to coincide with these incidents. Australian Prime Minister John Howard defends his country's policies in Iraq and Afghanistan by citing the so-called claim of responsibility for London bombings, which was carried out on an internet forum which criticized Australian involvement in Iraq and Afghanistan. The original claim, of course, has proven to be a hoax. There are already ADA-passport-type stories of Arabs planting the bombs and running away and being chased by members of the public. This immediately creates a psyop storyboard that this is the work of al-Qaeda. The Israeli government is renowned for pulling off these dummy bombings to keep their population in a state of fear, and we have links to stories this week out of Jewish newspapers reporting that.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes, volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, there have been more bombings. They're calling them detonator bombings in four different locations in London. And, I mean, this is getting more and more transparent, more and more sloppy. It has all the earmarks, all the telltale signs, the signature, the wavelength, the modus operandi of an intelligence agency engaging in this activity. But before I get into all of these developments concerning what has happened now on the two-week anniversary, 14 days after the bombings on 7/7, I mentioned this article yesterday and read a few lines of it, but never really got into it. This is from Haaretz, the second biggest newspaper in Israel. And this has also been reported on in the Jerusalem Post, their largest paper. So anytime you criticize Israel or talk about Israel being behind terror, you're called anti-Semitic. So is Haaretz anti-Semitic? I don't think so. Two religious soldiers believed behind Jalim fake bomb. Two Israeli Defense Forces soldiers from an infantry regiment of ultra-Orthodox troops were arrested on suspicion of placing the fake bomb at the Jerusalem Central bus station last week. It emerged yesterday. A Jerusalem court extended the remand of the two soldiers by 8 days. So I guess they're going to be in trouble for 8 more days, whatever that means. According to police, the 220-year-old Nahal Hardy unit soldiers, Mayor Bartel and Ariel Katz, used their uniform to smuggle a bag containing the device into the station. The suspects, who were caught on security camera, were detained following a joint investigation of Israeli police and military police. One was arrested in Jerusalem apartment, while the other was taken into custody at his army base. During the investigation, police discovered that both suspects entered the station through the Jaffa Street entrance at approximately 6 p.m. And again, they had a military backpack with the dummy explosive in it. But another report says that it had a real detonator attached to a gas balloon that would have caused a gas explosion with a clock and some wires. People noticed the 12-kilogram canister and called the police, who sealed off the bus station and dismantled it. And then now they're saying it was probably harmless. So, folks, this is yesterday's news. Okay, this is Haaretz, July 20th. Jerusalem Post, July 20th. We have a large archive where they caught secret Israeli societies, secret groups, 2 years ago, planting bombs, detonating bombs. These are just the average citizens carrying out attacks to blame it on Palestinians. So it's been in the Israeli news that Jews bomb things themselves and then blame it on the Palestinians. Now I don't for a minute think that these Jewish groups aren't under government control in almost every case. And then if they get busted or people blow the whistle, they then claim that it's a dummy bomb or they blew up the house but nobody was in it. There's a whole bunch of these cases. We have them posted. But then we forget that Haaretz and Jerusalem Post and UPI and many others have reported, and we cover this in Police State 3 Total Enslavement, spent about 10 minutes on it of the 3-hour or 2-hour 44-minute film, spent about 10 minutes on it. They admit that the Israeli government will grab young Palestinians at about 14, 15 years of age, torture them, train them, basically break them down, build them back up. Literally, these are trauma-based mind control slaves. I mean, this is public mind control. They admittedly grab them, torture them. This is public, mainstream news. And then after 5 years of this, then they give them lots of money and train them, and, you're part of our, fight now, and these guys are pretty good servants. And then they carry out these attacks. And a lot of the bombings, they'll just go onto a bus with some Arabs and Jews, they'll plant a bomb, they get off, it blows up. And then they say, a suicide bomber blew themselves up. So I'm not saying Israel is carrying out these attacks, but I know this. It's Mossad, or it's MI5 or MI6 or a combo of those. It's Defense Intelligence, it's SAS, it's CIA. And folks, all of these agencies work together. They're all interlocked. They're all basically the same group. So I know this is a Western intelligence agency. It just fits all the hallmarks. I mean, we've caught the British doing it. We've caught the Israelis doing it. We've caught the Russians doing it. We've caught the U.S. government doing it. We have the official U.S. government plans to carry out these type of attacks. Why is the government not the suspects? Then we look at the events. They're running drills at the exact same time, the exact same places it happens 14 days ago. They claim that it's a power surge for an hour and a half when they knew minute one, they now admit, that it was bombs. Why do they lie? It's now confirmed the head of Mossad said, yes, it's true, we did warn Netanyahu before the bombing. A week after, the big controversy, and did they say it or didn't they say it, it's admitted that yes, Netanyahu did get the warning. You notice the Associated Press never retracted. The Associated Press never retracted. They put the report out because they picked it up off of official Israeli government radio. Remember that.
We have all the screenshots of this. Then they didn't retract about 2 hours after this report came out. They edited the live AP articles on the major news sites. The news sites did this, not AP, from the info we've got. Because still the original AP version was there, but suddenly the AP articles were changed and said no, that he was warned right after. And then the AP website went down, and then it went back up, and the original article was there, and then never retracted. Fox News and CNN and WorldNet Daily told you it was retracted, but it was never retracted. And then the Israelis, the Jerusalem Post again, placed a gag order on their different bureaucracies and different agencies and the military. They said, do not talk about it. And then the head of Mossad, and we have links on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com to the major German newspapers where he did a sit-down interview a week after the bombing and said, yeah, Netanyahu did get a warning, but it wasn't 35 minutes before, it was 6 minutes before. 6:35, it doesn't matter. So that's their weird little hedge. Well, it was 6 minutes before. And, of course, the British government had drills 36 hours before in Sheffield where they took all the buses in and thought there was a bomb scare and did all of this. And we believe that's from the Israeli warning that's now confirmed came 2 days before. And within 10 hours of that, you have the drill. Or the first, you know, it might be a drill, they won't tell us, or it could be they really thought there were bombs on the buses. So that happened. Then on the morning of the event, we have the drill. And so now we have this event. And they're trying to pass their own draconian martial law acts over there right now. Bush today, they're scheduled today or tomorrow to ram through the expanded, reauthorized Patriot Act. They are busy trying to pass CAFTA. Bush is meeting with the Association of American States. So the Pan-American Union is being expanded right now. This is a good distraction for a Supreme Court nominee who's a architect of torture covering up and basically trying to give the presidency unlimited power in his rulings. We're not going to be talking about Karl Rove now. That's heated back up again. And his sellout of Valerie Plame and the neocons on, you know, high spin mode. Now we're going to talk about simultaneously 4 bombs fail to detonate and only the detonators go off. So the detonators detonate, but they don't detonate the explosives. Now that's the official line now from Scotland Yard. I'm sure this will change 5 or 6 more times, and it'll change a month from now, and no one will ask why they changed the story. But what's the chances? I mean, why would people go on buses if they were Muslim Al-Qaeda and number one, just do dummy bombs with detonators? Or, again, what are the chances of all 4 of the bombs failing to detonate? And we have the reports of people saying, yeah, you know, there's this hiss and this pop and this smoke coming out of a bag. And the guy goes, what in the world? And throws his bag down and freaks out. People start running and they go, oh, look, Muslims are running. And, folks, they get dumb Muslims that in many cases, you know, in these latest waves, can't even speak English. They put them up on the news as top Al-Qaeda, number 3 to bin Laden caught. And then a day later, back of the paper, okay, the name was similar. It was an innocent person. But after they claim that, you know, the bombers of 2 weeks ago were connected to this person, it turns out that literally it's somebody with a 85 IQ, a low-grade moron who doesn't even speak English. And no, they're not number 3 Al-Qaeda. You know, they live in some little cockroach-infested hovel and you know, work washing dishes. So, again, it's the same M.O., front page, top Al-Qaeda cop, Al-Qaeda connected, Al-Qaeda takes credit, Al-Qaeda, Al-Qaeda. Always turns out, okay, Al-Qaeda didn't take credit. Okay, they didn't talk to Al-Qaeda. Okay, this guy was an Al-Qaeda. This thing is so suspicious. And there's a lot of other facets to it that show this story doesn't make sense and stinks to high heaven. Got Paul Watson coming up in about 10 minutes. PrisonPlanet.tv and InfoWars.com are the websites.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful Black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hello, Ted Anderson here with Midas Resources. Lately, I've been hearing people tell me that gold is so low now that it would be a perfect time to buy. With over 20 years of personal experience in the gold business, I can tell you that opportunities like this can be counted on one hand. The truth is, very few people have the fortitude to actually act on a market like this. However, they have become the elite group, more than doubling their investment over moderate time span. In 1982, gold was trading in a range of $275 per ounce. By mid-1983, it was close to $500 an ounce. In 1986, gold collector coins had quadrupled. Don't procrastinate this opportunity away. All the bottom line fundamentals still support a strong future for gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for a free evaluation of your gold portfolio. You'll be glad you did. That's 1-800-686-2237. Again, 1-800-686-2237.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we got Paul Watson coming up on the latest bombings in London. It is Thursday, the 21st day of July, 2005. But coming up, Bush to push CAFTA in speech to Organization of American States. And again, all these groups are interlocking to build the Pan-American Union. White House President Bush will be trying to drum up support. Again, this is from the White House. President Bush will be trying to drum up support for Central American Free Trade Agreement today when he addresses the Organization of American States in Washington. CAFTA would end or lower trade barriers with five Central American countries. You see, when you hear that end or lower, they don't actually lower theirs. We just lower ours. It's all meant to deindustrialize and bring these third world populations here. CAFTA would end or lower trade barriers with five Central American countries and the Dominican Republic. It's modeled after the North American Free Trade Agreement. Bush says it would be good for commerce and fragile democracies. Sure, but critics say it could prompt more American companies to relocate to countries where labor costs are lower. Well, what companies are left? Costing jobs in the U.S. CAFTA has cleared the Senate and can be voted on next week in the House. Meanwhile, we're all talking about literally some small firecracker-sized bombs going off. One of them may have busted out some windows. I mean, none of this is clear. But police shot dead in a Mexican city that borders South Texas and Laredo, and cops are being killed in Laredo, too. And it's in the BBC. You'll never really hear about it here in America. Two police officers have been shot dead in a northern Mexican border city with Texas in the focus of a major crackdown on drug trafficking. That raises the number of police that have been killed this week to five dead alone in Nuevo Laredo, an important transit point for drugs entering the U.S. The Mexican Army and federal agents have been sent to restore order and investigate police corruption. The operation has resulted in 1,000 arrests but few cocaine seizures. And they will kidnap American citizens. What, about a month ago? They had like 80 people kidnapped. About 20 of them were American citizens. Some of them families. They're just literally kidnapping families. Troops are machine gunning police vehicles. They're killing cops on our side about every month. They're killing FBI, killing Forest Service, burning houses, pillaging, murder, death. I mean, it's on local news. I have these newscasts. I've played them on the local TV show. It's in some of the weekly TV reports where the people are going, there is no tourism, and these are big towns. No one comes. Everyone's moving. It shows the streets just empty. I mean, it is civil war bedlam in South Texas and in areas of Arizona over into the Mexican border. And you will never hear about it on the nightly news nationally. It is being totally covered up. I mean, folks, I cannot describe how bad it is. We have in the Dallas Morning News and the Laredo papers and the Brownsville papers and in the Arizona papers, but never nationally. There might be a blurb on CNN with Lou Dobbs that I've seen. But I mean, literally, I scan this stuff and I never see it. I mean, this is massive news stories. Over 100 murders since the start of this year in Texas alone. And what, 8 of those were law enforcement. That's like one a month. I mean, we're talking, they're killing cops, folks. And they are Los Zetas, trained at School of Americas and being trained right now at CIA camps, not in Georgia, but this time in South Texas. We have this from, you know, police, military, and from top former DEA agents that live in South Texas, like Sully Castillo. They are being trained by the CIA, and this is a massive turf war. And the CIA and the globalists are just murdering anybody that isn't paying their cut. Because cocaine and heroin prices are at all-time lows. The streets are being flooded with it right now. It's just masses of it because there are so many cowboys cutting in on them. It's just like De Beers and the Oppenheimers bragged a few years ago in the New Yorker magazine how they hire giant mercenary armies of thousands of troops to go into African countries and just take over and kill their competition. You know, they call it conflict diamonds. If you try to dig a diamond out yourself, you know, and sell it, it's the same thing. I mean, it's just literally Mexican mercenaries trained in our Border Patrol has been ordered not to fire back. They're with the regular Mexican troops. Their commandos are dumped off by these guys, or they're operating in plain clothes in Dallas, Austin, Houston, San Antonio. And the Mexican Mafia works for them. So it's Mexican Mafia, Los Zetas, it's MS-13, Mexican Mafia. And then they work for Los Zetas, and then they work for George Bush. It's not a joke, folks. This is not a joke. And then Bush, of course, is a capo for the New World Order. Is actually a regional boss. And he goes to the commission meetings. And that's all it is. Just like our forces now, 20%+ in Iraq are illegal alien Mexicans who are instantly legalized when they sign up for the military. It's 24%, to be exact. That was numbers I saw last year. I'm told those numbers are getting much worse. So there's your real news. We'll tell you the latest details on the London bombings with Paul Watson and take your calls. Paul Watson reporting from the United Kingdom, our correspondent, when we get back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You know that for nuclear threats and their deadly radiation, the federal government has been openly announcing that it's no longer a matter of if, but when. What you need to know next is, what is happening? Is your family safe right where you are? Only a personal radiation detector that's always with you and on can give you that instant assurance. The Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert was specifically designed to meet this critical crisis need. Small, portable, and on 24 hours a day with its 10-year battery, the Nuke Alert is always with you to alert you to dangerous levels of radiation. The patented Nuke Alert has even passed the rigorous military EMP test and has been acquired by the U.S. military and numerous other government agencies. See the Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert at nukealert.com. That's NUKALERT.com. Or call 830-672-8734. See the Keychain Attachable Nuke Alert at nukealert.com. That's NUKALERT.com. Or call 830-672-8734.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flows through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 host filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get 2 sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free. 888-803-4438.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
Paul Watson reporting from England with the latest developments in the inside intel and all of our analysis on the latest string of bombings in London. This thing stinks to high heaven, and we'll go to Ron, Regina, John, and many others that are patiently holding on this live Thursday, the 21st of July, 2005 edition, as we have continual coverage of the events over in England, the police state being set up here as well. The expansion of CAFTA via the Pan-American Union going on, the passage and expansion of the Patriot Act due today or tomorrow. Ron Paul's office notified us of that. And we could have Ron Paul on today or tomorrow, or his spokesman, Jeff Dice, his chief of staff. So look for that as well. And we're scheduled to have Joyce Riley on with us for part of the third hour to talk about depleted uranium and some of the new developments there. But before we go to Paul Watson with his report, this is why it's so important to get my films, because especially the last four films I've made, they have predominantly focused on how governments use terrorism, the admissions of this is public, of how the British, how the Israelis, how the U.S., how the Russians, how Hitler carry out terror attacks to blame it on their enemies as a pretext for a domestic police state and to silence their opposition domestically and to then invade countries. I mean, they even have handbooks explaining why they do this with Operation Northwoods and Operation Gladio. And we've got reports this week of Israelis planting bombs and fake bombs themselves to scare the public into not going along with a peace deal. I mean, literally, folks, every time something like this happens, we have to go to the government first and foremost, because every time we research this, it turns out to be the government. Believe me, I would love it if it was really two-bit Muslims. I would feel so much safer. I do not like knowing that my government is doing this. Believe me, we try to disprove ourselves. When I sit there in war game back and forth with Paul, with, you know, with different ideas and different pieces of analysis, and we brainstorm and go into the archives and look at past operations, you know, we try to, you know, we'll talk for maybe 30 minutes, an hour on the phone. We're writing these articles together. We'll try to brainstorm it and you know, try to come up with a scenario where it's really individuals doing this. And it never happens. It's always patsies, useful idiots, decoys they're blowing up, government agents who think they're part of drills on 9/11, when they catch FSB planting bombs, and the police catch them in Russia, they go, oh, it's part of a drill. 9/11, it's drills. On 7/7, it's drills. It's always the same M.O. And we cover this in Martial Law, my new film. It's my best film, you know, shot on the scene in New York and around the country. And then we have films like American Dictators that show the phony left-right paradigm and how that's staged, how it's nothing more than WWF wrestling, how it's theater. Films like Road to Tyranny, a lot of folks say it's my best. I think Martial Law is better, but you know, just for, you know, watchability and for somebody that's never heard of this stuff before, you know, it's a very well done film. There was a host of issues, and then all my police state films and my book, 9/11 Descent into Tyranny, Paul Watson's book, Order Out of Chaos, Elite Sponsored Terror and the New World Order. You know, we focus on how terrorism is the pretext and the foundation for all of this. Go to PrisonPlanet.tv, and for 15 cents a day, we have monthly and yearly subscriptions. It takes about a minute or so to sign up, get your own private passcode, and then there's just all these giant areas of media, hundreds of audio interviews, hundreds of special TV reports I've done, all 12 of my films, dozens of other films we've been authorized to post by other great researchers and patriots, a bunch of other ebooks we've been authorized to post, just so much special video reports that aren't even on my TV show, like the Dean Haglund interview. I mean, that hasn't been on TV even. I mean, you know, we're talking just so much at PrisonPlanet.tv. So get your membership today. Or go to Infowars.com to order any of the 12 films I've made or all the other great books and videos I carry by other wonderful researchers. We have a whole bookstore and video store at Infowars.com. You know, take Jews of Preservation of Firearms Ownership's video, Innocence Betrayed, comes with three free booklets. You know, exposing gun control, DVD and VHS, George Humphrey's 9/11 video, The Great Illusion, so many other 9/11 videos and other police state videos and videos on the occult and videos on the New World Order. The best stuff out there, PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com, order via the Safe Secure Shopping Cart, or call toll free to get the films, 1-888-253-3139. And remember, your purchase makes this broadcast possible as well. And my great staff and everything we do that we're trying to expand and do even more. You know, this isn't an infomercial where we sell magic creams and magic pyramids and, you know, super machines that heal you. You know, I pitch high-quality made-in-America water filters and high-quality videos and books. It's all about taking action, empowering yourself, protecting yourself, getting involved. And I really need you to support us so we can do even more. So make the call, ask about all the different discounts we're offering, order some of the videos or books. 1-888-253-3139, or write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. All right, let's go ahead and go to Paul Watson. Paul, thank you for joining us, and I have to say again, PrisonPlanet.com, within 15 minutes of it being announced, had cut right to the chase, and your analysis now, 5 hours later, 4 hours, 5 hours later, is right on target, and we're expanding on that every 10 minutes as it develops. We are, again, the leaders on this, and a lot of the other alternative sites are picking up our analysis. I just want to tell you, Paul, good job.
Well, that's right, Alex. I mean, I was going through the news, as I do every day, to update the website when I got a call from a brother, which is exactly what happened 2 weeks ago.
He lives in London, and you live in Sheffield.
Yeah.
And your brother is also a webmaster on Prison Planet.
That's right.
He is the weekend editor and also the weekday contributor.
That's right. And he said, turn on the news, there's been another event. And it immediately seemed like it was lesser in scale, but still part of the same fear-mongering tactic. We always ask the question, who benefits? Very coincidental, therefore, that today is the last day of Parliament in London before an 80-day break. So if they wanted to get those anti-terror measures through, which were proposed after the 7/7 bombing, then this status of high alert is the perfect climate.
And they were stalling, and it looked like it wouldn't happen, and then in 80 days, people wouldn't be afraid anymore. But just like with the anthrax attacks being launched when the first Patriot Act was passed, and that leading directly back to Fort Detrick and Bush and his cabinet being on Cipro September 10th, 31 days before anthrax popped up in Boca Raton, Florida, at American Media, it's the same M.O. here, and Blair was going to be finalizing new secret draconian laws to bring them to the Parliament today to pass. They were saying that they weren't going to pass, and now they're going to pass. This is incredible, Paul.
Well, yes, Sky News just reported that members of Parliament could be recalled tonight in a special session for the express purpose of passing that legislation. And what?
Boy, Al-Qaeda, every time they need Al-Qaeda, it just magically comes to their aid.
That's right, and the legislation is basically, we've got an article on it today from the Register, designating anyone who writes articles or puts out a website that advocates or gives aid and comfort to the terrorists. So you have a situation whereby they could say that someone like myself writing articles accusing the government of involvement has a negative impact on the public's trust of the government.
Well, that's what Michael Savage and Limbaugh are saying. I mean, are Michael Savage and Limbaugh, Mr. Weiner, and Limbo, are they writing your legislation?
Well, could be. But the definition of it is so loose that they could classify what we do as aiding terrorists. And they're setting up a database of undesirables to be watched under this legislation, when of course all we're really doing is shining a spotlight on the real terrorists and attempting to save both lives and liberties.
Well, let's make this clear for those that just joined us. Tell us what we know right now what the official story is, and I'm sure it'll change in 5 minutes, and then lead us through Blair having these meetings today to try to ram through super draconian secret police state provisions. Lead us through this.
Well, the official story at the moment, and of course it changes from minute to minute, is that there were four events, again, three at underground stations, one of which was on a train that was above ground at that point, and one event on a bus, which suggests that it could possibly be some kind of copycat operation, with the speculation that the 7/7 bus bombing was some kind of accident. It wasn't meant to be on a bus at that time.
And we've caught them doing this with the first World Trade Center. They cooked the bomb, trained the drivers, literally find retarded people to then carry it out when the whole thing's financed by the FBI. We've caught them doing that in England before, too, where members of Army Intelligence are literally running the IRA.
That's right, because if you had real bombs going off, then that would have brought the possibility of that session of Parliament being suspended. But if you just had the state of alert, then it could still go ahead smoothly. And they're saying that the four bombs didn't detonate, that the detonators exploded, but the length to the actual explosive powder wasn't sufficient to explode the bombs. So,
oh, just magically, all four bombs malfunction.
That's right. So I presume they'll say it's a copycat operation either tomorrow or the day after.
And Tony Blair, and by the way, Paul, last time we predicted, you specifically said that watch, they'll say they played soccer, they were nice boys, they teach children. You wrote that, and a day later they said those exact words.
Well, that's right. It's the 7/7 bombings were a total frame-up. We have explosives being found in the car in Luton, where the so-called bombers had left the car before travelling to London. Again, that suggests planting of evidence, like the Quran and the flight manual in the hijacker's car. We have them buying return tickets, which would have took them home after the bombings. We have the IDs being found right under the seats where the bombings took place, again, completely magically unscathed. So just a view of the inconsistencies of that. We have reports.
Well, and also day one we said it's very easy for the government to tell these guys they're part of a drill, and there were drills going on at the exact same time, exact same places, and then they go on board and these things start exploding. And then the government said more bombings on other buses because people were seen leaving when they heard there was a bombing, leaving satchels and then being gunned down. And then Reuters reporters saw this, but then that's kept quiet. Some of their patsies may have found out that people were getting agitated. Today we're hearing that when one of these satchels blew up, the person's like, "What in the world's going on? Oh, my gosh. What was in my bag?" And then other Muslims are running, like everybody else is, and a large portion of the city is Muslim. Or at least, you know, a Middle Eastern looking, and people are running while everybody else is running. But boy, if you see a dark skinned person running, they must be Al Qaeda.
Well, yeah, you have the contradiction of Tony Blair and Ian Blair, the head of the Metropolitan Police, saying everything's back to normal, go back to work, go back to your normal routine, and then the media gives us this incessant drumbeat of these four suicide bombers on the run. And we got scenes on the news television stations of police arresting at gunpoint random Muslim people. So it's becoming sort of like a witch hunt. And if you've got supposed suicide bombers running around, then that's a guarantee to get any kind of speedy legislation passed that you want. I said on this show 2 weeks ago that they're trying to turn us into Israel with an alert or a bombing every week. After the 7/7 bombings, we had major evacuations in Birmingham and Sheffield, two major English cities, for threats that were never fully explained. And it seems blindingly obvious that if we had Al-Qaeda cells all over the UK, as Scotland Yard claimed, then this sort of thing would happen every day all over the country. I was at Manchester Piccadilly train station on Sunday, Manchester being the third biggest city in the UK. And there wasn't one police officer in the entire station. The trains were lined up in rows on the platforms, and every one of them had all their doors wide open. You could just walk on any train you wanted to and do whatever you like. So the way they're going to sell the security to us is by saying you have to buy a ticket for any train or bus, you have to present your national ID card, and that'll
And that's what they're now saying. Right. Now, I want to go back to late October 2001, weaponized anthrax with the U.S. government patented $100 million machine process of coating each one with microscopic cells in a miniaturization process. First, they miniaturize the spores, then they coat each one with little wind cells of bentonite. This is something the U.S. government developed in the 80s. It came from Fort Detrick. We even know the name of the agent that did it. This was connected to Israel. This is mailed out to all of Bush's enemies, and then it comes out, and Ari Fleischer admits, the press secretary, that indeed Bush and his cabinet were on Cipro. By the way, Paul, you got to add that to the article. You know, it's important to note that last time they were about to pass the Patriot Act, that the government launched an anthrax attack. We have an archive on that, and we also need, or link to whatreallyhappened.com. They have a good archive on that, or clone it. Or you know, add all their info with ours. And then we also need, there were several other points while you were talking that we need a nexus in to this whole thing. But, I mean, Paul, this is perfect timing. I mean, imagine we have Tony Blair lined up with these draconian, expanded national ID cards, something they've been failing to do for a decade. We've got them lined up with these mass arrests without warrants or without probable cause, just because they feel like it. Bills, you know, for your free speech to arrest you. All this stuff lined up, new hate law stuff lined up, restrict free speech. All of this is lined up perfectly. He's writing these laws for an emergency session. They're arguing about having the session, and then right on cue this happens, Paul.
That's right, and the week after the Australians propose a national ID card, on this day, Blair is meeting with the Australian Prime Minister, John Howard, who, in a response to a question, cites the so-called claim of responsibility posted on the internet 2 weeks ago for the London bombings, which he said talked about Australia's involvement in Iraq and Afghanistan, which he took as a reason to further take the fight to the terrorists. And then he went on to talk about anti-terror laws and national ID cards.
But meanwhile, it's admitted that the claim was only phrasing, was not in proper Arabic, and was a forgery, and was linked back to CIA-controlled servers in Maryland and Houston. It's admittedly fake. We'll be right back.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139 or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139 or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Black Berkey replacement elements are ideal for use in any gravity filter. These self-sterilizing filters can transform raw pond and lake water into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Ideal for travel or outdoor events and perfect in the event of hostile filtration environments such as local or national emergencies because they remove both harmful chemicals and pathogenic bacteria from water. So powerful, they can remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. Try halomethane and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and NTBE are removed to below detectable limits. They reduce nitrate and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, aluminum, copper, and foul taste like chlorine and sulfur odors. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the helpful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Normally $48 each, get a 2-pack for only $91 or 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Americans are under a covert medical attack daily. These chemicals are affecting our brains and may well destroy our society. Shocking? Of course. But what you don't know can indeed kill you. Big business buries the truth and silences the majority. Forewarned is forearmed. Order your copy of the book Secret Assassins of Food by Dr. Ott, PhD, only through Mother Earth Minerals. This 150-plus page milestone gives you more for your money than any other piece of work on the subject. It should be mandatory in every university that teaches anything about improving your nutrition without all the potions and lotions that are sold to mask over all the problems most folks taught with resulting from the horrible things that are taught as being so good for us. Also, you will learn about the three foods to avoid at all costs by ordering the book Secret Assassins of Food, only from Mother Earth Minerals, Inc. for only $16.95 plus shipping and handling by calling toll-free 866-989-9876. That's toll-free 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com today.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, your calls are coming up, and Paul's going to ride shotgun with us for another 20 minutes or so into the next hour. And we'll have wide open phones to talk about all the issues, all the things that are taking place. Right now, we've got Supreme Court nomination of Mr. Wright, Mr. Roberts, who is not Mr. Wright. We have at the same time the move towards the expansion of the Pan-American Union and Bush meeting with the Organization of American States today. The Patriot Act to pass the House. It's already passed the Senate today or tomorrow. We have massive police state developments over in England going on. And just a host of other big issues. But, Paul, we're not focused on that now because magically all these bombs didn't fully detonate, but their detonators did. And I wonder how the government knows all of this. And then these supposed Muslims were running up and throwing them in trains, then running away, running up and doing all of this. It just stinks to high heaven. In your gut, do you think they hired patsies, useful idiots, or do you think it's just totally, totally made up?
Well, you could have a situation where it's totally made up, because the immediate stories that came out, similar to the, you know, at a passport kind of characteristic of story, is these Muslims running away from the scene. As you said, anybody who thinks a bomb's about to go off is going to run from the scene. 20% Muslim population in London, there are going to be Muslims running from the scene.
Yeah, but now they can show us video of a Muslim running. Why, there's your proof right there.
Exactly, they'll have plenty of video of that. It gives them the opportunity to catch these so-called suicide bombers and make them say anything they want, connect them to the 7/7 bombing, connect them to Al-Qaeda.
By the way, the British government has been caught in the past torturing people into confessions.
Well, yeah, and they routinely support the policies of Uzbekistan, who they know torture confessions, to create false Al-Qaeda cells in that country so that dictator can have his way any way he wants.
But, Paul, how can people look at Israel this week? Again, people caught planting bombs, fake bombs, and admittedly to scare Jews into not going along with the peace process. How can we have the British government caught in the past red-handed, the Russians, the U.S. government? I mean, this stinks to high heaven.
Well, I mean, you've got to go from the foundation, from who benefits, the evidence and the history. You go from the basis of the government likely did this. If evidence comes out to suggest somebody else did it, then we'll look at it. But
and what's the chances that all four bombs don't go off? The detonators explode, but not the bombs. What's the chance of it happening on the day they've got all this police state legislation in the queue ready to go?
Exactly, and as you said, what does it make us ignore now? It immediately stalls questions about the first bombing. The mainstream media were finally beginning to highlight the fact that the government's official story did not fit together. It takes those issues off the front pages. And again, we mentioned earlier Tony Blair was already in a crisis meeting in an underground bunker with communication facilities which overlapped with the alert. You know, was that another case of preparing to control the chaos as it unfolded?
Well, I'll tell you, that's suspicious, but not as, you know, just 100% we know something's going on when they're having a drill at the exact same locations or the exact same thing happening. That happened 2 weeks ago, and that's just astronomical.
Well, we had somebody calculate the probability of it, and the numbers wouldn't fit on your computer screen, basically. It was that impossible. Sky News also reported that Blair was set to meet with MI5, MI6 and Secret Service later today, which could mean that his schedule was planned ahead of time to coincide with these incidents. So again, some very convenient manoeuvrings behind the scene just as these alerts were coming out. They had reports of stations being closed at 11 a.m. due to alerts. So Sky News quoted somebody as saying they knew something was in the air.
We'll be right back to talk about that and take calls.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNlive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645. The Burke.